Thank you, Diane. We now have an idea as to what kind of structure we want to use for our business. You figured out what type of business you want. You have the structure, you have the mentor, you have the team. What's the next step? Well, maybe you need to finance your business. But before you can finance your business, you need to develop a business plan. This probably sounds a lot like your own personal financial plan, and it is. It's exactly the same. For your business, you need to plan the financial future of that company. How do you start a business plan? There are many alternatives. It's very easy. In fact, there are some very inexpensive software programs that you can buy that will help you walk you through it step by step. We also have it lined out in the text beginning on page 3-174. I won't go through each item of the business plan, but I would like to give you my personal thoughts on the most important sections in the plan. At the beginning of your plan, you are going to have an executive summary. Typically, if possible, you should keep that to a one-page format. This is what is going to determine if the people with the money read the rest of the plan. It is by far the most important page in your business plan.
And you know, the executive summary is an incredible tool for you as you're developing your plan. It helps you in one cohesive, concise step come up with what it is you hope to accomplish with this business. A lot of people come up with great ideas, but then they're not quite sure what they're going to do with it. The executive summary helps them come up with that idea.
It helps bring focus to what they want to do. Exactly, Diane. Thank you for adding that. The executive summary, when you are looking for money, tells the individual potential investor or the financial institution that you are approaching for lending exactly what your plan is for that business. But it also tells them what their exit strategy is. And that's very important. A professional investor who puts their money into a business wants to know when they're going to get their money back. It's the what's in it for me. The investor wants to make sure that they put money into a business that's going to return that money to them in a reasonable amount of time with a very good return on that investment.
Knowing about the exit strategy ahead of time, too, is incredibly invaluable as you set up all of your plans. And that's a good question to ask yourself as you're building this business. Where do you want it to go? What are you going to do with this? Are you looking to build a business you sell? Are you looking to build a business that you pass on to your children? Or are you looking for something that's going to ultimately create a passive income stream? Know your options ahead of time. Know where you're going so you don't have to wonder where it is you went.
And as the business owner, you may be saying, wait a minute, I'm just starting this business and you're telling me to think about how I'm going to exit. Remember, creating this business and growing it is what you want to do. The investor wants the opposite. They want to know what it's going to be down the road and how they're going to get their money back. So if you want them to read it, you write the executive summary so it convinces them to read on. Now, also in the executive summary, you come back to what's important to you. What is the business about? What is the focus of your market? What is the primary purpose of your business? Is there a unique product? Are you developing intellectual property, which means you are garnering a competitive edge so that nobody else can do what you are doing? That's very important because then the investor sees additional value. It's called intangible property. It's a value that means your business is not going to be knocked off by somebody else if you have intellectual property that protects either your product or your system. So your executive summary page is very important. It highlights your product, your intellectual property, your market, and your exit strategy. How can you get all that in one page? It's called wordsmithing. And the more you do it, the better you'll get at it. Write your business plan, give it to all your friends, and get feedback. And ask them to be critical, because it's important that when you actually give that business plan to the people with the money, that it is well polished. Now, why am I not talking about the pages and pages of financial projections? They are essential. You need to do at least a 3-year forecast. But you know what? I have yet to see a business plan that doesn't show profit in the 3rd year. So, as an investor, they want to know, what is the business, what does it own, what's its competitive edge, and when do I get out?